Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is a big deal that the, well, I guess you could say the star of the Food Network is leaving.
Yeah, that's the rumor anyway. I mean, it's a pretty good one that Bobby Flay could be leaving the Food Network. He's been in contract negotiations for quite a while with them to no avail, which probably means that he's going to be departing the network. He really is, you know, has been the face of the network and many of the shows since 1994, really a long time. So, you know, if he does wind up leaving that show, I may put in to take his place over there.
Why not?
They have not really had any chefs who specialize in injuries. They've been very recipe heavy for quite a long time.
Yeah, they need a goofball.
Yeah, they need you know, they have Chopped, you know, they have shows like that. I need someone like Bleeding.
Okay.
Bleeding, Burnt.
Good luck with that.
Something like that. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted on that.
Explain something to me, will you? This Katie Couric book that's coming out called Going There, she admits to icing out other women coming up behind her and even impeding their careers. Has she just gone nuts? Why would she write about things like that that make her look terrible?
Yeah, I don't know. Purging? I don't know. You know, trying to reconcile things that she's done wrong in the past?
She makes no apology for it, though.
No, not really. She just explains what she did. Doing incredibly mean and damaging things to Martha Stewart, to former Chicagoan Deborah Norville, among others. And Ashley Banfield, who now is, you know, one of the hosts on our cable channel, News Nation, you know, where she talks about when they were covering the Olympics together in 2000, when Ashley Banfield, you know, looked as though she was becoming one of the top personalities, you know, kind of icing her out because of a possible threat. This is what Ashley talked about in this ongoing dispute that seems to be going on.
I'm flattered because at the time, Thomas, I was, you know, a nobody, and Katie was everything. And so it's nice to know that. But at the same time, it's disappointing to think that, you know, she wouldn't consider a helping hand. I think mentoring other people in this business has been one of the most fulfilling things for my career. My only real offense was that she mischaracterized my dad, my late father, who was, you know, in ailing parts of his life. He was in a care facility. He was senile. He was near 80. And a New York Post reporter had gotten his home phone number and dialed his room and asked him if he was worried about me in Afghanistan. And of course, as a dad, he said, I think a 34-year-old daughter, yes, I'm worried about her, and they should bring her home and give her a desk job like Katie's. And that's a far cry from, you know, gallivanting about town and touting me as her successor. It just wasn't the case. So that was harmful and hurtful.
Yeah, you bring kids or parents into, you know, stuff like that, that's below the belt.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. But this new book, I guess, is going to be coming out in late October. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot more about it. I'm sure Ashley's going to have more to say about it as it goes on. So you can watch her on News Nation, you know, to keep up on it all. Everyone to their corners for now.
Katie Couric's book is called Going There. And Ashley Banfield's on from 9 to 10 weeknights on News Nation. It used to be called WGN America on your cable system. Now it's Now it's News Nation. And if you miss Larry King and the old show he used to do on CNN, and I still miss that show, check out Ashley Banfield and her interviews. Let's take a quick
break. You just miss phrases
WGN
like...
Oh.
Thank you, Larry. He never misses an opportunity for a station break.
You what theme? Like, hello, Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Houston.
I know. I don't think she's doing that, but I would like to hear that again. Dean, big guest star in the new Justin Bieber music video, huh?
Yeah, there's a new Justin Bieber documentary that's out today. I'll tell you more about it in a second. But Justin Bieber just released a video for his new album and a song called Ghost. And of all people that you would not expect to be in a Justin Bieber video, it's Diane Keaton. She's playing his grandmother. And you watch them go out drinking together and dancing together. It's a far cry from Annie Hall, I guess. But you know, Diane Keaton getting together with the Biebs for this now that is Justin Bieber's sixth studio album that is actually out today.
I'll make a prediction here. On Monday, we'll be talking about how the James Bond movie set all kinds of box office records, and for the first time in a couple of years, people flocked to the theaters. That's what I'm thinking.
I hope so. I hope that's the case, because, you know, we haven't seen movies that are targeted toward adults doing particularly well at the box office. It's kid movies, animated movies. And movies like Venom, you know, that was the number one movie by a long shot last weekend. So I hope you are 100% correct with this and that people flock back to the theaters to see the latest James Bond movie, Daniel Craig's final James Bond movie, No Time to Die. It's only in theaters. It's not screening. So if you're a James Bond fan, theaters are the only place you're going to be able to see this. I'm not going to give you any spoilers at all with this, so the few details that I have are things that are already in the trailer, things that are already out there. That said, I really liked this movie, except for one thing, which I'll tell you about in a second. James Bond, as the movie begins, is retired from active duty as a 00 agent for MI6. This high-tech plague comes along that's threatening to kill millions of people around the world. Now, they say that the script was written before the pandemic, so it's more than just a little bit coincidental and a little eerie that a plague, albeit a high-tech plague and not a biological one, is involved in this. And that draws James back into the service to try to figure out what this is with all of the things that you love in a James Bond movie. All the cool gadgets are back. The fast cars are back. The beautiful women are back. The exotic locations are back. Just one breathtaking action sequence after another. It kept me so engaged in this whole thing. All the while, I feel like I'm visiting with an old friend, you know, because of Daniel Craig doing this role now for 15 years, five movies. You feel very at home with him now. He's completely redefined the James Bond character. You get two villains in this movie, not just one. Christoph Waltz is back from the previous movie, and the new Bond villain in this movie is played by Oscar winner Rami Malek, who won the Academy Award playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Both of them are really great. All the pieces of this puzzle play out pretty much like a James Bond movie, very predictably. The only thing that is possible negative is that it's 2 hours and 45 minutes long. It is a long movie. I got to say that even in that 2 hours and 45 minutes, I didn't look at my watch. I didn't think to myself, when is this thing going to end? I was completely engaged because I wanted to spend some time, you know, seeing how they were going to say goodbye to James Bond, Daniel Craig. And they do, I think, in a very, very fitting fashion. And also to see if there are going to be any clues in here over who is going to be taking over. So I gave it a Dean's List A-, gave it that slight minus just for the length of the movie a little bit. But still very, very much worth going to the theaters and seeing this weekend.
Hey, some movies are too long at an hour and a half.
That's very true.
And quickly, let me get this in because it's such a good cause. Dean and Dina Bear hosting a big special on Channel 9 tomorrow night at 6:30, right?
Yeah, it's Stories of Hope Facing Breast Cancer. We've done this for years on WGN, even longer on WGN Radio. We started our Breast Cancer Town Hall specials years ago, where we bring you up to date and where we are in the fight against breast cancer. We've got some very interesting medical notes that Dina Bear is doing. I've talked to some celebrities who have been affected by breast cancer, Reese Witherspoon, Julianna Margulies, Jennifer Aniston, among others, and also a nutritionist. With my new food gig that I'm going to be getting at the Food Network.
Good.
Talk to a nutritionist about the foods that you can eat to prevent cancer. And if you're fighting cancer, and I actually prepare some of the things that the nutritionist was talking about. It's tomorrow night at 6:30.
We'll be watching. Have a good weekend.
You too. See you about.